We're in Simin Shin Lamed Hey, and we'll be doing Sifin Beis through Hey. Sif Beis in Nishbra Chavis Barosh Gago. If a barrel broke on your rooftop, Mevi Kli Umeniach Tachteha, you're allowed to put a Keli under it. Ubilvad Shelo Yavi Kliachar VeYiklot LeKabel Minakiluach BaAvir Lacher SheYored Minagag. You're not allowed to catch it from the air. You're only allowed to put a Keli to catch it on the roof. And also don't bring another keli and put it next to the roof. You got to catch it on the roof. That's only if you're being matzlin more than one keli. But if you're matzlin one keli, matzla filakolait omitztarif. There it's mutter even if you're catching it from the air or putting it next to the roof. It's only to use more than one keli that they asked. What's the reason? This is all exera that you'll come carry in the Rishus HaRabim. Now there's a machlokas. What are we talking about? This is more than three sudis or three sudis themselves? The Prima Godim is machmir, even the shear of Gimel Sudis. But the Mishnah Berurah does bring those that are matir, that the shear Gimel Sudis, there is no exera. And that's mutter in one keli is certainly mutter, even if it's more than three sudas. Yeah. Siv gimel. Dizdamnu lo orchim. You get guests. Mevi kliyechad v'kolit kli v'kolit kliyechad v'yitzarv. You're allowed to take one keli and catch from the air, one keli and put it next to the roof. V'lo yiklot v'yitzarv v'acharkach yazmin orchim. But this is only if they were already invited. You can't go ahead and be kolit from the roof or from the avir, that's be mitzara from the roof or be kolit from the avir, and then invite guests so that you'll have enough people to use it. V'loyarim l'zamin orchim shein tzrichim lechol. And you don't go invite guests who don't really need food. Hago miu im over v'osa shekolat v'acharkach zimin orchim mutter. B'dieve the halach is that it is mutter. According to the Rambam, it's even mutter to be mazmin orchim later. What happened if you did not have orchim altogether, and you just ended up collecting more than you needed? So the halacha is, if you did it b'mezid, it's also till after Shabbos, and b'shogeg it is mutter. Siv dalit. Im Yosef Tirosh Migigish Shalanovim Shadayin Lo Nidruchu. Here we have a case of grape juice that is dripping out of grapes that were never pressed. Now, grapes that were pressed, if they drip more grape juice, that is mutter on Shabbos. Grapes that were never pressed is an isidur abonin of using them, they're muktza because a mashkin says zovu. It's a gzera that you're going to go and press the grapes on Shabbos. So, Shanimsa also had delef in a roi. That which drips is not usable. Why is that? Shari amashkin shezovu asurim. Because Chazal asur the liquid that drips out of them. Ve'ena rashoy losum kli tachto mipnei shemavatlo mehechono. So if you place a kli under it to catch it, you're making a kli catch something mukza. So you're being mavatl the keli from its being muchan for use on Shabbos. So what do you do? Ketzed yase. Yaniach sham mitoso. Bring your bed there. O shulchan or your table. Vazia also adela flufon of graf shorei. Then that which is leaking, you're going to find very disturbing. We have the halacha that for kavod abrius, anything very disturbing, you're allowed to move. The yachol laniach sham kli lekabel adela kadosh liyasa sham tit. So in order to prevent everything from becoming muddy, that's kavod abrius, you're allowed to put a kli there. Ukshi smalei a kli lo yizur kena b'kli acher. But what happens if it's filled? You can't put it into another kli because of bitul kli meichano. Elamariko betocha gigish shezavu amashkin imenu shehi mevutelas meichana ide mashkin shaba mishem mashkin shezavu. Go ahead and pour it back into the original barrel. So now this halacha is very very nogea. The case that it's nogea is not so much one of wine, but it's the case of an air conditioner that where the condensation comes out in a pipe, and sometimes these things don't work. There's no drain. The drain isn't working, and the air conditioner is dripping. That water is nolad. Unlike rainwater, which was in the clouds and not nolad, this is condensation from the air. It was not. There was no trace of it beforehand. So that is nolad, and it's therefore mukzeh, it's asur for use. You couldn't go and put a keli under it to catch it, because that's bitl kli mehechano. You are now being mevatel the keli to the liquid dripping out of it, and in which case it's becoming mukzeh. We learned that bitl kli mehechano was also midrabanan, either because of binyan, you're now making it a kli that will have to sit there permanently, or because of stira, you're now making it unusable because it's going to have something in it that's mukzeh. So what do you do? So lemaisa, the Mishnah Brewer brings down a heter in the case of wine, of putting some water in there first. So as the wine mixes with it, it'll be bottle, kama kama bottle, it'll keep becoming bottle, and the whole thing will not become mukzeh. In water, that's not going to work. Because water is min b'mino. The halacha is that a dover sheyesh lo matirin does not become bottle b'mino. Since the condensation water is the same min, it's the same thing as water, as the water that you're putting in there, the halacha is that something that will become mutter tomorrow is not mutter for use today by way of bittel. So wine and water will be bottle. Water and water will not be bottle. So as a result of it, you're again going to be guilty of bitl kli mehechano. Whereas if you're talking about wine, so there it is, bottle. Now there's a general question: how did the Shulchan Aruch allow us mishum graf shorei to put a keli there? The answer is that b'makom kavod abrius, there's no isser of making of being mevatel keli mehechano. So there's a shaila in the poskim. What's better? Are you better being mevatel kli mehechano or actually carrying it? Is tiltul worse, or is bitul kli mehechano worse? So when you have this water dripping, are you better off putting a kli there to be mevatel kli mehechano, or are you better off carrying it away? Slomais, it's a machlokas aposkim. So ideally, there's another eitza, and that is what you do is you put an upside down cup, some kind of keli in the bucket that you're using that belongs there. It'll have to be something that would belong there, and this way it's not bitl kli meichano because it's still a basis to the davar amuter. Sifhei nispazru lo peiros b'chatzer. So if your fruit got dispersed in a chatzer. So the halacha is that if it gets dispersed where it grows, putting it together is the malach of ma'amir. If it happens in your chatzar, echad heino ve'echad heino, one here, one there. So the halacha is malachet ma'at ma'at v'ochol. You're allowed to choose some for the sake of eating. V'lo lo ses hakupa. V'lo l'toch hakupa. V'lo yitain l'toch hasal v'lo l'toch hakupa. But you're not allowed to go ahead and put it into a container where you're not eating. And this is also because of Uvdu the Chol. V'im naflu b'makom echod, what happens if they didn't disperse? They just fell in one place. No sin v'afil l'toch hasal, elim ke naflu l'toch tzroris v'afruri shebechatzor shaz malachet echad echad v'okol. So there the halachi is, if they didn't get dispersed, they're just sitting in one place, you're allowed to collect them. But if they got full of dust, you can't shake off the dust because of the Yisr of Borer. Shoz malakin echad echad va'ochol. Nos nafil l'toch ha'sal, I'm kind of l'toch source of ya, v'lo yiten l'toch ha'sal l'toch ha'kupa. So there, where it's mixed together with afurios, with dust, there it's going to be Yisr because of a chash of Brera. Of